Time to head down to Werribee, and Tony Noonan's been a great trainer for many years here in Victoria, and he's also the Aussie connection to the Spanish Invasion, Spanish Mission, who is the second favourite and the firming second favourite for this year's Lexus Melbourne Cup, and he's here to give us the inside word. How are you, Tony?
Good, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. You enjoying working for the Poms?
There will always be an England, Michael. And, as the royalist I am, I'd like to say it's been good fun, but I'll be glad when it's over in some sense.
Well, there's a lot of pressure that must come with it, because you're the man on the ground looking after this horse, who is the second favourite in Australia's greatest race. How are you handling it?
Well, I've had a bit of experience, so it's helped in that sense. But no, look, when Andrew called, we've been great mates for a long period of time, and I know how passionate he is. I don't think there's a race in the world that he'd love to win more than this race. So when he rang me to see if we could help, I was only too happy to. So it's been good fun, and it's exciting, obviously, and we're getting closer to it. So you do get, just hope that everything continues to go as well as it has been.
How is he going?
Yeah, look, I know Tom's done a number of interviews on him, and we tend to be a bit repetitive in explaining how the horse is, but he is just he's a gun. He's a lovely colt. As Tom mentioned, he's got just a really very professional and positive attitude to it all. Nothing much phases him, even in his work. He's very push button. He's very economical in his stride. He doesn't spend any nervous energy. Just goes about his work very methodically. So it's made our job very easy.
How much of a difference is there in the calibre of these European stayers that come out here to what we usually see locally?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Michael. Like, it's been fascinating being here, because we've got four horses in the barn that are all heading towards the Melbourne Cup and trained by four different individuals. They're fed differently, they work differently. So there's no golden rule to it all, but their horses are extremely fit. They're not as heavy as our horses. Like, this horse weighs in about 461, which is light, but to look at him, he doesn't look light. I think their feeding regime has a bit to do with that. They don't feed as heavy, or as, it's not as high in carbs or sugar as our feeds tend to be. So they just tend to look a little bit lighter in muscle mass. But this horse is very fit and very healthy horse. He looks outstanding.
From what you've seen of Incentivise in the Caulfield Cup, and what you've seen of Spanish Mission on the training track, are you confident you could beat him?
Oh, look, training and then, competitiveness race days are two different things. I said to Andrew, rang me after the Caulfield Cup, and he said, how impressive was it? I said, well, you couldn't get any more impressive than that horse was that particular day. He'd have to be, he just looks a natural staying type horse. Yeah, he's got to run 2 miles, and he's had a solid prep. His run the other day was probably, I don't know whether he can go any better than that. He doesn't need to be, I suppose, in some sense. So the comparison, he's as good as what we've got here. But this horse is a travelled horse. He last started at the Lonsdale Cup at York. It was just one of the, probably one of the better races of the season England, and he comes in just great order. So if he brings that sort of form to here, there's nothing that he hasn't done here that hasn't pleased us. His work and all the data that Andrew's got back, got a sensor on him, so they're able to compare data, and all that says that he's he's right on song as he would have been if he'd been at home. That's pleasing.
Well, he's going to be the second favourite, and the money's coming from Tony. I don't know whether that's the Aussie connection, just putting the whispers out there from wherever, but it's going to be one of the great build-ups to the the Melbourne Cup. And it's good to have an Aussie at the centre of the camp as well. Thanks for the update today, Tony.
Good on you, Michael.